reading from the Gospel of John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priest handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Depending on where one is situated in the world, the idea of kings and queens and royalty can tend to feel make-believe, the stuff of fairy tales and childlike fantasies. Across the nations of the world, the concept of democracy as a means of governing is growing. Those who have experienced it cherish the ideals of shared decision-making and representative participation so that all voices are heard. At least that's the ideal. No one person has the power to dictate to and rule over anyone else. The likes of King Arthur are relegated to romantic novels and noble adventures of a long-ago world, even though nostalgic glimpses of that age still capture hearts. For those in the United States old enough to remember, the Camelot days of President John and Jacqueline Kennedy and their family roused many a dreamer's heart. And we might also remember Princess Diana of England, whose life and death raised the human spirit to heights of joy and deep sadness. But in the end, these were romantic interludes in the midst of a culture of personal freedom and individual autonomy, government of the people, for the people, and by the people. How, then, are we to authentically celebrate the feast of Christ the King? We can take this feast as a gift from the Church, an opportunity to step back and reflect. To reflect not on the outer physical world in which we live, but to reflect on our individual, personal, inner world, which each of us has created and continue to shape by the choices we make. The nature of our inner world is what really determines how we live in the outer world. Who or what rules your mind, your heart, your soul? Who or what dictates your thoughts, your emotions, your beliefs? In other words, who or what is king of your inner world? Each one of us must answer these questions with courage and honesty. Only then will we know who the real king is. For example, fear is one of the most powerful inner rulers at work in the hearts and minds of people around the world today. King fear, or might we better say tyrant fear, has spread his illusion of power. Nonetheless, whatever you discover about your inner king, Jesus brings us good news. When truth, Christ the King, reigns in our minds and hearts, all other rulers are dethroned and banished. The small-minded dictators are displaced by Christ the King, Liberator. The kingdom of fear is transformed into the kingdom of peace, love, mercy, humility, service, forgiveness, and freedom. With the Spirit of Christ the King within, we have all that we need to recreate the world without. So as the Church gives us this gift of reflection today, we pray together and seek the Spirit of Christ the King to rule over our minds, our hearts, our bodies, and our souls. And with the rule of the Spirit of Christ the King, the freedom within will manifest freedom in the world. Amen.